Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, November 22nd, 2019. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. Democrats have wrapped up their impeachment hearings for the Thanksgiving holiday week. More drama. A former FBI lawyer is under criminal investigation. And lots of recalls this week. We're going to go head-to-head, this time with lettuce. Abuse of power, bribery, contempt of Congress, and obstruction of justice. Those are the four potential articles of impeachment that House Judiciary Committee Democrats could draw up against President Trump as soon as next month. All scheduled public hearings before the House Intelligence Committee wrapped up on a testy note Thursday. At a meeting with top GOP senators and Trump administration officials at the White House on Thursday afternoon, there was a consensus that should Trump be impeached by the House, the GOP-controlled Senate should hold a trial rather than tabling the issue. Reports have surfaced that Republicans were considering even holding a long trial to disrupt the 2020 presidential primaries. Several Democrats seeking to unseat Trump, including Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, are senators who would need to divert at least some of their campaigning time towards a potential trial. A possible timetable for impeachment is really unclear at this point. It's generally thought the Judiciary Committee may hold a markup. That's where it would write articles of impeachment in mid-December. If that were to happen, it's possible that the full House could vote on articles of impeachment sometime close to Christmas. A former FBI lawyer is under criminal investigation after allegedly altering a document related to 2016 surveillance of a Trump campaign advisor. The possibility of a huge change to an investigative document is likely to fuel accusations from President Trump and his allies that the FBI committed wrongdoing in its investigation of connections between Russian election meddling and the Trump campaign. The finding is expected to be part of Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz's review of the FBI's effort to obtain warrants under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act on Carter Page. He was a former Trump campaign aide. Horowitz will release the report next month. Quote of the day, the giver of every good and perfect gift has called upon us to mimic God's giving by grace through faith, and this is not of ourselves. St. Nicholas. Coming up, our saint of the day, she's the patroness of musicians. It's written that as the musicians played at her wedding, she sang in her heart to the Lord. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
The Crusade Channel is proud to announce an innovation in radio, 5-Minute Mysteries, a weekly radio serial that will present an original mystery drama written and voiced by acclaimed British novelist Fiorella De Maria and narrated by yours truly. But what makes the 5-Minute Mysteries unique? The audience gets to solve the mystery.
Mystery. The word, as defined by Webster's, means any religious doctrine or body of doctrines that seems above human comprehension.
Each 5-Minute Mystery presents a chilling tale that's entirely left up to listeners to solve. That means you.
No one would ever say that Malcolm Bellinger was the most gregarious of folk, but he was hardly the only old man to be a little reclusive. His loneliness was sadly not unusual. He had been widowed over 15 years before.
The 5-Minute Mystery Fun begins every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern during the Mike Church Show. Episodes will be available for online listening and download to premium Founders Pass members every Friday evening. The 5-Minute Mystery Series, heard exclusively on the Crusade Channel and CrusadeChannel.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Cecilia. She's the patroness of musicians. It's written that as the musicians played at her wedding, she sang in her heart to the Lord. Her feast day is celebrated in the Latin Catholic, Eastern Catholic, and Eastern Orthodox churches, and in the Anglican Communion on November 22nd. She is one of seven women, in addition to the Blessed Virgin, commemorated by name in the Canon of the Mass. While the details of her story are really fictional, her existence and martyrdom are considered a historical fact. She's said to have been beheaded with a sword. An early church, Santa Cecilia, was founded in the 3rd century by Pope Urban I in a section of Rome, reputedly on the site of the house in which she lived. A number of musical compositions are dedicated to her, and her feast day has become the occasion for concerts and musical festivals. The 16-year-old who killed 2 students and injured 3 others in a shooting at a California high school last week used a ghost gun, according to Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. He said the 16-year-old shooter last week in California used a ghost gun, and that firearm was a kit gun, meaning it was assembled from separately acquired parts and had no serial number, making it untraceable to authorities. It becomes what they call a ghost gun. And these untraceable weapons can be assembled from kits that you can buy online or at gun shows with a gun just partially assembled. This will allow buyers to sidestep the typical requirements that come with registering a firearm, including background checks. So it's not known how many ghost guns are actually in the U.S. today. The one regional ATF office in California obtained 250 ghost guns in 2017 alone. Lawmakers in Massachusetts passed a comprehensive set of tobacco controls early Thursday morning that, if they sign this into law, it will make the state's tobacco laws among the toughest in the nation. The bill would outlaw any flavored tobacco products, including mentholated cigarettes and flavored nicotine-based e-cigarettes, and put a 75% excise tax on non-flavored e-cigarettes sold in the state. Proponents of the bill described it as an effort to curb youth tobacco use. Meanwhile, according to the White House, President Trump has scheduled a meeting for today related to a separate issue around e-cigarettes, the rise in youth use, and how e-cigarettes should be regulated. After an E. coli outbreak infected at least 17 people in 8 states, a food company has decided to recall about 75,233 pounds of salad products. Missa Bay said that the lettuce in these products, which also contain chicken or other meat, could be contaminated. Health officials randomly tested a ready-packed brand chicken Caesar salad and found it positive for E. coli on Thursday. The FDA news release said that it was only sold at Sam's Club, but they are still checking all lettuce. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.